U.S. Customs and Border Protection, CBP, has officially launched a transformative tool for the North American supply chain. As of today, the CBP Duty Credit Portal 2026 is live, offering a financial incentive for importers to pivot their manufacturing footprints away from high-risk global markets and toward regional partners. This initiative represents a strategic shift, rewarding importers who invest in high-utilization North American labor within designated Trusted North American Zones, TNAZ. The 75% threshold, defining the rules of nearshoring, the CBP Duty Credit Portal 2026 allows importers to claim a 5% duty drawback, a significant margin for high-volume retail and industrial sectors. However, the requirements are rigorous. The labor content rule, to qualify, goods must have at least 75% local labor content. This is calculated using the following formula: labor content percent equals direct manufacturing man-hours divided by total production man-hours, times 100 verification via blockchain. Importers must upload digital labor certificates to the CBP Duty Credit Portal 2026. The system uses blockchain-verified payroll data to cross-reference claims against the bill of lading in real time. The 5% drawback, this is applied as a direct credit against future duties or as a refund on raw materials imported into the zone for final assembly. The resilience pivot, legacy drawback versus 2026 standard feature legacy duty drawback CBP Duty Credit Portal 2026 standard primary goal export promotion regional supply chain resilience labor requirement none, component-based 75% local labor content verification periodic paper audits real-time digital portal uploads benefit level substitution-based fixed 5% duty drawback the end of assembled in name only. The CBP Duty Credit Portal 2026 is a direct strike against transshipment and superficial assembly. By setting the labor threshold at 75%, CBP is ensuring that the 5% duty credit only goes to firms making deep, structural investments in North American workers. In 2026, nearshoring is no longer a buzzword, it is a line-item credit that can determine the profitability of major importers.